The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project.
Warning, in this podcast, we will discuss sensitive material about controversial topics such as rape, sexual assault, and violence that is not suitable for some users. View discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to Concurrence, a podcast diving into the minds of felons and discussing the motive behind their crimes. This episode is called The Anti-Hero. Today, we are interviewing 18-year-old Alex Kraft, Josie Williams, your not-so-average high school girl who lost her sister in a tragic murder 3 years ago and is now ready to strike back. Today's interview will be Montana Chatlos. After this break, let's dive in. I know how to kill someone. This is what Alex Kraft said to herself after her sister Anna was murdered and raped 3 years ago. This is how Alex channeled her feelings of anger and revenge into violence. After seeing two of her best friends almost raped, Alex knew she had to act, which is why she pulled the trigger. Today, we will interview Alex and discuss how women's rights and rape culture gave her reason and just into the murder of her friend's assailant. This is why Alex Kraft had to kill.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So, I just finished my junior year of high school, and I'm really excited for summer and hanging out with my boyfriend, Jeff.
Good for you. Could you explain your views on women's rights?
Well, the phrase we commonly hear in society is, boys will be boys, and this excuses so many things. And, you know, while the opposite gender, you know, women, that word itself is just frowned upon. And saying the term boys will be boys allows men to act in whatever they want towards women with no absolute consequences. I think this sets some sort of double standard where men basically have a sort of dominance and they're allowed to treat, you know, anyone how they'd like to. Well, if a woman did the same thing, it'd be severely frowned upon.
So you kind of touched base on oppression. Could you further explain your views of systematic oppression?
Yes. So I was, you know, this kind of gets personal to me. I was at the party with my best friend, and, you know, she was very drunk, and there was this guy, and, you know, he started talking about taking off her clothes and, like, you know, basically sexually assaulting her. And when I tried to stop him, I started yelling at him. He said, you know, you're the person who should mind your own business, you know, shut your mouth. And then that, to me, says, I can't stand there and let you rape my friend. And people who believe that can sexually assault women or treat them however they want, they're bagged skin and a pile of bones. And frankly, they don't deserve to exist in society.
And then could you tell me a little bit about your family and your sister?
My sister, Anna, she was killed and she was murdered and raped 3 years ago. And I think after her death, it sort of unlocked a cage for me. And without having her around, it made me feel free in the way of nothing's holding me back from expressing how I feel. And I think that turned into revenge and violence. And that's why I had to do what I did.
Once again, the views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. Alex, welcome back. Could you please explain if and how your views on women's rights have ever affected your actions?
Well, people, you know, I sometimes hear in the hallways in school, they call me a sociopath or a psychopath. And, you know, that means a lack of empathy or disregard for the safety of others. But I feel quite the opposite. I feel too much. You know, I feel vengeance.
So then, could you tell me what happened the night of the church incident?
Yes. So, my best friend, Branley, we were just partying, and she was at the altar, and this other guy, Billy, came up to her and, you know, basically held her arms behind her back and started talking about how he was going to take her clothes off and how he was basically going to rape her. And I walked in and I saw that. And I think that was when I did the guilty act. I pulled the trigger and I aimed a gun at Billy and I shot him.
And did you kill him?
Yes, I did kill him.
And did you find that your actions of murdering him were justifiable?
Yes. See, my mental state in that, it was intentional, yes. But I knew violence begets violence, right? When I saw Branley almost get raped, I had to be a cog in that wheel, and I had to knew that that's what had to stop it. See, anger makes you tired, but guilt keeps you from falling asleep. And standing idly by would never let me sleep again. So I had to save her.
And those together, your guilty act and your mental state of wanting him dead, those make what's called a concurrence. What was the impact of this concurrence?
Some may argue the causation of this was a death, but to me the causation was Branley's life was saved from severe emotional and physical trauma, and I always knew it would end this way.
Alex Kraft is no murderer or felon. She is the anti-hero. She may not be a savior, she may not be courageous or fearless, but she stands up for her friends no matter what. Alex explained to you how vengeance yielded violence.
Not all heroes wear capes. Alex Kraft surely does not wear one, but she wears pride for what she believes in. The growing ideas of empowering women and feminism. This is why she killed, in order to protect the one she loved and help put an end to violence against women.
Thank you so much for tuning in on Concurrence and today's episode, The Anti-Hero.